John chapter 10.
I am telling you the truth. If a man does not get into the sheep pen through the gate, but climbs in by some other way, he is either a robber or a bandit. The one who comes through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The man who guards the gate opens the gate for him. The sheep know the shepherd's voice. The shepherd calls the name of each one of his sheep and leads them out. After he has brought all his own sheep out, he walks ahead of them and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They would never follow a stranger. They would run away from him. They would not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this example about sheep, but the people didn't understand what he was talking about. Therefore Jesus spoke again. I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All those who came before me were either robbers or bandits, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. If anyone will go through me, he will be saved. He may come and go as he pleases and find plenty to eat. Why does the robber come? Only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so that they might have life to the fullest. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his own life for the sheep. A man who has been hired is not really a shepherd. The sheep do not belong to him. When he sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. The wolf catches them and scatters them. The man doesn't care about the sheep because he's a hired man. I am the good shepherd. I know my followers, and my followers know me, just as the Father knows me and I know my Father. I will give my life for the sheep. But I have some other sheep that are not in this flock. I must lead them too. They will listen to my voice. Then they will be one flock and one shepherd. Do you know why my Father loves me? Because I will give my life so that I may take it back. No one takes it away from me. I am giving it of my own free will. I have the authority to give it, and I have the authority to take it back. I received this order from my Father. Again, the Jewish people were divided because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He's got a demon. He's insane. Why are you listening to him?" Others were saying, "These words don't sound like the words of a demon-possessed person. Could a crazy man open the eyes of a blind man?" It was winter. The time came for the Feast of Dedication in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in the temple courtyard next to Solomon's porch. Some Jews gathered around him. They kept asking him, "How much longer will you make us wait? If you are the Messiah, tell us clearly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, but you didn't believe. I am doing miracles with my Father's authority. These are telling the truth about me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father is stronger than anyone. No one can snatch them from my Father's hand. He has given me all things. My Father and I are united." Again, some Jews picked up stones to throw at Jesus and kill him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which good work are you stoning me?" They answered, "We're going to throw rocks at you, not for any good work, but because you said some evil things against God. You are only a man, yet you're making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "This is written in your law. I said that you are gods." The message of God came to them, and since he said gods, and the scripture cannot be broken, why are you claiming I am saying evil things against God when I said I am God's son? The Father selected me and sent me into the world. If I am not performing miracles from my Father, then don't believe me. But if I am doing them, even though you may not believe in me, believe in the evidence of the miracles. You must know once and for all that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Once again they were trying to arrest Jesus, but he slipped through their hands. Jesus went back across the Jordan River to the place where John was first immersing people. Jesus stayed there. Many people came to him. They said, "John did not perform any miracles, but everything he said about Jesus is true." Many people there believed in Jesus.